Hey everyone, it's Trevor here from Level Up Academy. Today we have a special podcast. We are in Port Dover. We're at Femme Folk Live, and our special guest today is none other than Erica M. Erica, welcome to our podcast.
Thank you, Trevor. You are a man who wears many hats.
Well, I've been told that, and we also have Sherry here with us.
Hey, what's up, everyone?
Now, Erica, you were talking earlier primarily around empowerment and everyday life for women, but we want to speak about women in business.
Sure.
And that. Yes. And just wondering if there were three tips that you could give our listeners today to say, hey, listen, here's three things that you can start doing that could help you get a little bit further tomorrow than you where you are today. What would those three things be?
Only three.
I want the gold.
Okay.
We want the good stuff.
All right, let's start. The first one would be, don't be afraid to ask.
Okay.
So I think that for some reason people tend to overthink things, and they're worried that they'll get rejected or they're not good enough, or especially women.
Right.
So the first thing is to boldly ask for what you want.
Okay.
Rarely will anything bad happen from asking. Secondly is learn to listen more than you speak, says Erica, who doesn't stop talking.
That's a life lesson as well.
Uh-huh. No, you really have to listen, because it's not a sign of weakness to be quiet. It's a sign of, I think, intelligence, because you're stopping to listen and learn. And I think the last thing I would say is make sure you understand the numbers of your business. For someone like myself who has more of an artistic bent, a creative bent, who just likes to work really hard, I was able to grow my business to a certain point, and then I looked up and went, holy crap, I can't make any more decisions. I'm frozen because I don't understand financially what decisions to make. So it was only when I hired someone to run my business who had a lot of financial background that we were able to move the company forward again, because we understood profit and loss and the margins, etc., like that. And before I was just like, well, that sounds like a good idea.
Yeah. Of course you're having profit, you're running a business, it's a great idea. But I know one of the things that we talk about a lot is hiring your weakness and just selling your strengths. And what we often see going into businesses is people wanting to do everything because they think that emboldens them if they're doing everything, when really it's slowing them down in life.
Absolutely. I think that asking for help, again, is not a sign of weakness. It's a sign of intelligence, because there's no way that I'm going to be good at everything. In fact, I don't want to be good at everything. A jack of all trades, you're spread thin. You can't do what you're really good at. Find what your core competency is, stick with it, and find other people who are good at the things that you're not good at.
Awesome. Sherry?
Yeah, I have a question. So it's 2019. What do you say to women who are just entering this entrepreneurship or the workforce, and, it's kind of a new season where there's a lot of equality starting to become in the mainstream? We want equal pay, equal rights, of course, all these things that we should have had a long time ago, but it's coming really to the forefront. So can you speak to that at all?
I think it's important that you act the way you want to be treated. So I speak a lot about putting on your bold face. Mm-hmm. I think it's really important when you walk into a room, you walk into a room with confidence. And when I say walk into a room, that could also mean virtually walk into it, walk into a conversation, walk into a situation where you have to exude confidence. Even though you may not be feeling the most confident in a situation, you have to really fake it until you make it. If you want people to treat you like not just a professional, but someone who deserves a higher pay and more opportunities, you have to act like you deserve it.
Yeah.
And I find a lot of us sell ourselves short.
Okay, awesome.
Well, that's amazing information. Erica, for our listeners out there that are not sure where to find you, how can they find and follow you?
They can follow me anywhere except into my house.
Okay, that's a good point, good point.
Very simple. I'm at ericam.com.
Okay.
Instagram, Erica M. LinkedIn, Erica M. Twitter, Erica M.
So you've made it very easy for all of us.
Facebook, guess what?
Erica M.
You
let me
got
guess.
It.
Awesome.
You got
That's
it.
Great. Well, listen, this has been another Level Up Academy podcast with Trevor
and Sherry.
And we look forward to sharing more information with you soon.